Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Chelsea Manning, welcome to The Daily Show.
Hi, how's it going?
It is going well, and, you know, your book is one of those books that, strangely enough, I felt like I had read because of how much you had been in the news, because of how big your story has been in not just American media, but in, you know, the telling of America's military operation. Let's start with, I guess, the inception of the idea to write a book. After pulling off one of the largest intelligence leaks in American history,
right,
you were vilified, you served time, you were labeled as a traitor,
right,
and it felt like the story tapered off over time, and now you've come back and you've reignited many of the conversations with this book. My question to you is why?
Why? I think that it's the fact that my own version of the story, my first draft of history, if you will, hasn't been, you know, talked about as much. I feel like there's been all the discussion of things that have happened around me and involving the military, involving other personalities like President Obama, who commuted my sentence. But I feel like my story, my coming of age story, really.
Yeah.
You know, for just trying to tell the story of how I became who I am today, has been kind of left out of the picture. And so I wanted to tell that story.
Yeah, in many ways, you became a lightning rod and an idea, because what you did shook the world. You know, you came out as a whistleblower, and you just, I mean, to name a few of the leaks, and you'll add to them. I mean, it was leaks about murders that the American military had committed and not told anybody about.
Right.
You know, you had told the world about collateral damage and how, you know, this wasn't what we thought it was, and there were way more deaths than had been previously reported.
As I put it, the true face, the true reality of asymmetric 21st century warfare, which is basically like how holding territory with a large occupying army during an insurgency actually plays out. It's not surgical.
Right.
It's very, very messy.
What did you hope to achieve by leaking the information?
I wanted another person like me to feel as informed as I did finally about the true reality. I mean, that's why I called it readme.txt, because that is the document. I mean, that's what I said in the document.
Did you hope it would change what the U.S. military was doing in the Middle East, or did you think it would shift public perception?
The public discourse, I feel like, is what I really wanted to impact. I feel like at least if the public is informed, then at least, you know, having a conversation with your doctor, you have informed consent.
Right. I just always assumed that you went straight to WikiLeaks. I didn't know how hard you tried to get American media outlets to look at the information and to have first dibs at it. Why do you think they said no, and why do you think nobody got back to you?
Well, it was very difficult. So it was like technical difficulties. You know, we didn't have the tools like Signal. Encryption wasn't widely adopted by traditional media outlets. And, you know, and I didn't trust the telephone system, right?
I don't blame you.
And I didn't trust email. And I had my reasons for that. So I, you know, trying to avoid that, but also trying to do a physical thing while I only have a limited amount of time. Mm-hmm. And there was a blizzard. It was just very logistically difficult. And if any one thing, somebody asked me earlier today, like if any one thing had changed, like, yeah, this would have never happened.
Interesting. So you were trying to maintain...
there was a point in the book where I talk about how I was sitting at Starbucks and uploading this stuff, and it wasn't working. And because of Starbucks internet, it almost didn't happen.
I I will say there are parts of the book that are almost comical unintentionally, because you talk about copying, what is it, 750,000 government files onto CDs, right, and then you just labeled them, you just wrote band names?
Right. Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga.
So I wanted to know, when I was reading this, like, did you write those artists because you assumed that military personnel would be like, oh, that's there's no harm?
Pretty much.
Okay. So you think there were some artists where they would have been like, I want to listen to what's on that CD? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay. Because it was really interesting. You have these CDs, you go to the Starbucks, you start uploading all of this. Was there ever a part of you that was afraid that you would compromise the U.S. more than you would help it?
I don't think so. And I say that because I knew this information.
Got it.
I worked with it every day. I mean, and when, you know, and I think about, like, you know, senior public officials, mm-hmm, whenever they have access to this information, they don't understand it.
Well, that's scary.
I mean, it's our job to tell them, but, you know, it's a question as to whether they listen or not. So
you're basically explaining it to them, and then they're working off what you've told them.
Maybe.
Wow.
Depends on how they interpret it.
I couldn't help reading through the book and wondering how much of your life has informed the latter part of your journey. You know, you weren't just famous for being one of the biggest whistleblowers in American history. You also then became famous as somebody who transitioned at a time when the conversation was really real. You even speak about it in the book, you
right,
know? Was there not a part of you that thought, I'm dealing with my gender. I'm dealing with a world that doesn't accept me the way I am.
Right.
Why get involved in leaking military secrets? Maybe deal with one thing at a time.
I didn't think of it like that. I thought, despite my background, despite everything else, it was just so clear to me. Like, it was crystal clear that something had to be done, and I was very young.
Yeah.
I think it's also important to remember that the consequences,
yes,
for this weren't clear. Right. I thought I was going to lose my job, which was a big deal.
You didn't think you'd be sentenced to 3 decades.
Right. Nobody had ever gone to prison before me.
Do you think the American military is more honest now in its operations? Do you think you've shifted the paradigm even slightly?
I think that obviously, you know, the context has changed. I mean, I look at the war in Ukraine, mm-hmm, and I've always found it fascinating that as the Russians invaded Ukraine, I knew more about what was happening in the, you know, from my laptop at home than I would have known about what was going on in Iraq while I was actually deployed there.
Okay,
in
that's interesting.
Intelligence center. Like, this is just the sheer fire hose of information that we receive from every single different angle. And I actually think that it's shifted from not having access to information to having access to so much information that you can't filter out accurate from inaccurate, misinformation from disinformation, and that this is going to be the main struggle that we have moving forward.
And now I was really just like joy poured out of me for you when I found out that you're now DJing as well.
Yes.
That's like a cool journey to be on.
Yeah. I'm DJing my own release party.
What do you play?
What I play?
Yeah.
Electronic dance music, hyperpop. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not Taylor Swift, Gaga, like none of, do you?
That's my old, that's.
Okay, you don't, do you listen?
I mean, I had a Blink-182 era.
Okay,
you know.
I like that. Well, congratulations on your journey. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. And it's a really
Thank
fascinating
you.
Book. Thank you for being here. Chelsea Manning, everybody.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more.
more info now,